Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today, I will be discussing an article from the Daily Mail about Christina Hack's divorce from Josh Hall. Now, even without a prenup, neither party will receive spousal support. Instead, they settled with a one-time payment and division of assets. This case shows us that spousal support is not automatic in divorce and really depends heavily on the circumstances. But it also depends on whether or not you can settle. And when you can settle and come to an agreement, many times, you can avoid what you might get ordered in court and come up with alternative solutions. Christina and Josh did not have a prenuptial agreement, but neither is going to pay spousal support, also known as alimony. Christina agreed to a one-time payment of about $300,000 plus attorney's fees while keeping her primary properties. Now, they had no children together, which simplified the case because there was no time sharing or child support issues to be addressed. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about how when, you know, there are not, when children are not involved, I'm not going to say it makes it easier or simpler, because sometimes that bond of children can make both of you be a little bit more agreeable, because you're going to be connected forever. Now, that happens in many cases, and many are not. It can be even more contentious. But, you know, when you're just dealing with money, in a lot of ways, that can be simpler, but there's still a lot of emotions tied to money and the breakup of the relationship. But it does narrow the issues when it's just financial. And really, oftentimes, when children are involved and people use that as leverage, well, you pay me more, maybe I'll give you more time, vice versa. And I know that may not sound nice to hear, but that's the kind of stuff that happens. So that was not part of the case in here. Now, let's also know that they got divorced in California, which is a community property state, and that is very different than separate property states. So when you're in those states, it's so important that you speak with an expert attorney in your state about those issues. But the court does look at many factors when deciding spousal support, and that includes your own income, how well can you support yourself, and what's the other person's ability to pay. And, you know, they, obviously she's a TV personality, has various contracts with the production companies and this networks. So she clearly probably had an ability to pay, but he may not have had a need. He's got his own sources of income, and he also came into the marriage with his own assets. And from the article, they were able to really amicably decide everything. And I say amicably because at least they resolved it and they are done and they can move on with their lives. And I think most divorced people or who are even in the middle of it, that's what they want. And so therefore, compromise is usually necessary in order to get to that point in such a timely fashion. Now, divorce settlements are usually always negotiated privately. Mediation in Florida is confidential, so you're not to discuss the details of that. Most states have similar type protections on that. But obviously, high-profile couples often face media attention. And, you know, there, I would say it's always a negative, you know, but people've got to think about their individual situation. They're a public personality, and they feel as though they have not responded to all the articles and talk about their personal life. I think that is valid. I think that, you know, anytime you are dissolving a marriage and doing something, you know, doing it in the public eye, you know, you just want to be careful, I think. But you got fans, you have a following, you really want to address that. Just want to be careful. It's going to come into the divorce, and who knows how relevant it is and what matters about it, but it's something that should always be discussed with your divorce lawyer, right? Everybody's got, you know, in the public eye, they've got entertainment lawyers and probably agents who are lawyers. Really do so in a very calculated and purposeful way that doesn't hurt your image, your public persona, but also your legal case. You want to make sure you are handling all of those things. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 184, From Lost to Liberated, How Letting Go of Shoulds Transforms Life After Divorce. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.